The rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a kingdom without a king, or so it seemed. For secreted in the ancient monasteries of Spain, hidden among the carefully guarded records and deeds and documents, was proof of an heir to a distant throne. The heir's name was James, and according to the official documents, James was descendant of royal blood, proud possessor of many knighted titles and heroic designations, and oh yes, he had a kingdom, a faraway land of his very own. Mind you, James' kingdom was not particularly large, nor was it richly populated. In fact, his subjects were comprised merely of simple folk who had wandered onto the land and settled there, but it was James's kingdom nevertheless, and so one day he set out to lay claim to it. I suspect you may have visited the land, which once upon a time was James's kingdom, for it is inhabited to this day. And yet surprisingly few, even those who live there, are aware of the rest of the story. The official records are clear. James was descendant of Spanish royalty. He was entitled to a kingdom of his own, a specific kingdom of 11 million acres in a certain faraway place. Spain's own King Alfonso acknowledged that this was so. James's lineage was indeed correct. So when those who had settled the land protested that they had no king, Spain leaped to James's defense. The Spanish established diplomatic relations with James's kingdom. They proposed to send their army for protection if James needed it. By the authority and goodwill of Spain herself, James was secure in his foreign crown. He reigned for 5 glorious years, during which his wealth increased to astronomical proportions. To his queen was born a son and a daughter, a prince and a princess, and it seemed for a while at least that the land would never again be without a ruler. Then one day James' kingdom fell. For it was discovered that James's documented royalty was not only false, it was forged. James himself, seeking power, had cleverly, surreptitiously gained access to the official records, had inserted counterfeit documents, had carefully altered those which were genuine, so James was not of royal blood after all. Nor was he entitled to the land of which he had crowned himself king. Nor, in fact, was James even of Spanish descent. He was simply an American who had created for himself a noble ancestry, who had commissioned a tailor to provide him with a wardrobe befitting a nobleman, who had mastered the classical Spanish dialect and had grown his sideburns to an appropriate length, and who had made a painstaking study of the imaginary character he became, an American named James Addison Revis, R-E-A-V-I-S. But I'll tell you, in the end, it was America which gained from his loss. For you see, through the technicality of a Spanish-American treaty, James had attempted to swindle his own native country out of her rightful territory 106 years ago. And the 11 million acres of which James was temporarily, actually, legally king, the land which really was a kingdom if only for one brief shining moment, was Arizona. And now you know the rest of the story.